This is round 20, the semifinals in the traditional public division of the 2019 NAQT Small School National Championship Tournament. This game pits Plymouth from New Hampshire against Glasgow A from Kentucky. Due to a problem in the recording of this game, the audio for the teams is missing for approximately the first 2 minutes of this game. We apologize for the error.
9 minutes on the clock. Plymouth from New Hampshire on the left, Glasgow from Kentucky, the defending champions, on the right. Here's toss-up one. In his final years, this monarch sent Liberius to conquer Cartagena. This man ended the Iberian War by signing the eternal peace with Khosrau I. He dispatched the eunuch General Narses alongside Belisarius to A long poem on this title subject contains the quotes, "To err is human, to forgive divine," and "Fools rush in where angels fear to tread." For 10 points each, give this title subject of a poetic essay that also states, "A little learning is a dangerous thing." Answer? That's an essay on criticism. This poet wrote an essay on criticism. A baron steals some of Belinda's hair in this writer's poem, The Rape of the Lock. Yes, an essay on criticism is a satirical poem composed of these rhyming pairs of lines. Yes, 20 on the bonus. Toss-up two. This group was the main focus of the 2017 Operation Raging Bull. The full version of this group's name may refer to the time that members spend in a beat-in. At the 2018 State of the Union, Donald Trump's guests included parents of two Long Island youths killed by members of this group, sometimes known as MARA. For 10 points, name this gang whose members often have close ties to Central America, especially El Salvador. That's 10. For 10 points each, answer the following about the LHC at CERN. The C in the acronym LHC refers to this type of facility, which speeds up two beams of particles to high energies, then smashes the beams together. Yes, the H in LHC refers to this class of particles that includes the... Yes, hadrons are made up of these elementary particles and their antiparticles. They exhibit color confinement and asymptotic freedom. That's all 30. Toss-up 3. A membrane made of a nitrated derivative of this compound is often used in Western blots. This and a similarly named hemi compound are arranged in layers in a matrix of pectin. This polymer is held together by beta-1,4-glycosidic... No, minus 5. This polymer is held together by beta-1,4-glycosidic bonds, which are broken down by bacteria in the stomachs of ruminants but cannot be digested by humans. For 10 points, what polymer of glucose makes up the cell walls of plants?
Cellulose?
That's 10. This conference's final act was signed in June 1815. For 10 points each, name this 8-month international conference that aimed to restore the balance of power in Europe after the Napoleonic Wars.
Berlin.
The Congress of Vienna, which was chaired by this Austrian prince and diplomat who was Austria's chancellor from 1821 to 48.
Metternich?
Yes. France was represented at the Congress by this long-serving foreign minister. Three of this man's agents pressed American diplomats for bribes in the XYZ affair.
Talleyrand?
Yes, that's 20 on the bonus. Toss-up 4. After claiming to have just arrived from Spain, this character sings about a giant flea who receives luxurious clothing from a king. Several varieties of wine flow out of holes that this character bores into a table at Auerbach's cellar. He fills a casket with jewels for Gretchen while helping a scholar plot a seduction. For 10 points, what antagonist of a Goethe play is a demon who bargains for the soul?
Mephistopheles?
That's 10. Yeah. In 2017, comedian Hari Kondabolu released a documentary titled The Problem With This Character, for 10 points each, named this animated character whom the documentary criticized as a stereotype. He is the proprietor of the Quickie Mart convenience store.
Oh my god, it's the Apu?
Yes, Apu is a character on this TV series, which began its 30th season in 2018.
Simpsons.
The Problem With Apu featured commentary by this co-creator and star of the Netflix series Master of None, which has also addressed Asian stereotypes.
Aziz Ansari.
That's all 30. Toss-up 5. The soprano Eleanor Staber premiered this composer's setting of James Agee's prose poem, Knoxville Summer of 15.
Barber.
Yes, for 15. This country gained independence unwillingly when it was expelled from its neighbor in 1965, for 10 points each. In this Asian country, a 1993 Wired article described it as Disneyland with the death penalty due to its draconian laws, several of which remain punishable by caning.
Caning? Here we go.
That's Southeast Asian.
Answer?
Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Singapore. In 1992, Singapore banned sales of this consumer product. Before the mid-20th century, a natural substance called chicle was often used to manufacture this product.
Gum.
Yes. In 2005, Singapore controversially executed Van Thuong Nguyen, an ethnically Vietnamese citizen of this country, for smuggling drugs en route to this country's city of Sydney.
Australia.
Yeah, that's 20 on the bonus. Toss-up 6. Late in life, this thinker published a summary view of his most famous book, which distinguishes positive checks, like war and disease, from preventive checks, such as birth control. Both a namesake trap and a namesake catastrophe are inspired by this man's claim.
Malthus.
Yes, for 10.
Yes.
For 10 points each, answer the following about the Clostridium genus. One member causes this disease, the T in the DPT vaccine. Colloquially known as lockjaw, it can be contracted by stepping on rusty nails.
Tetanus.
Yes, spores of Clostridium species carrying this disease are why infants should not be fed honey. This disease can also be caused by improperly canned goods.
Botulism.
Yes. Fecal transplant is a promising therapy for infections by this Clostridium species, often caused by the overuse of antibiotics in hospitals.
MRSA.
C. diff. That's 20 on the bonus. Toss up 7. This property is reduced for a salt by the common ion effect. For low values of this property, a product constant named for this property.
Solubility.
For 15.
Nice.
This author described facial hair that is filled with bird's nests. In his limerick, there was an old man with a beard. For 10 points each, name this British author of the 1846 poetry collection, A Book of Nonsense.
Probably Lear.
Lear.
Yes. Lear wrote this nonsense poem named after two animals who set to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat.
Answer. The beetle and the dog.
The owl and the pussycat, who eat mince and slices of quince with a spoon that is described by this eight-letter nonsense word.
Meatball.
Runcible spoon. That's 10 on the bonus. Toss up 8. A poem by this author describes a vision in which pale kings and princes too tell the speaker that the title lady hath thee in thrall. This author, who described a knight loitering in a place where the sedge has withered from the lake and no birds sing, in the poem La Belle Dame Sans.
Keats.
Yes, for 10. For 10 points each, name these organizations that publish journalistic style guides. The style guide published by this nonprofit news agency has become the definitive reference source for most corporate communications in the U.S. since its first publication in 1953.
Forbes.
The Associated Press. The Turabian citation format is derived from a format supported by the style guide of this university in Illinois.
Chicago.
Yes. This technical organization recommends a slightly modified Chicago-style formatting for use in technical fields like computer science.
Time.
Bonus? How about
Google? Answer?
Google.
It's IEEE, that is 10 on the bonus, and a timeout is called.
Sorry.
With a score of Glasgow A 185, Plymouth 60, we continue with toss-up 9. This country's Bugala Island is part of the Tsetse Archipelago, which is named for the tsetse flies in the region. The eastern shore of Lake Albert borders this country. In the 1980s, the Lord's Resistance Army was established.
Uganda.
For 15. For 10 points, no, I read that one. In a controversial June 1967 speech, Charles de Gaulle proclaimed, "Long live this," a location described by a particular adjective. For 10 points each, give the two-word phrase de Gaulle used. His use of the phrase angered the government of a North American country.
Free Quebec.
Yes, de Gaulle was in Quebec to attend a World's Fair Expo in Montreal and addressed the crowd in this official language of Canada.
French or English?
Well, he's French, so French.
Yes. Okay. 3 years later, Quebec separatists in Montreal kidnapped government officials in a crisis named for this month.
February.
Answer, what?
February.
The October Crisis, 20 on the bonus. Toss up 10. A plaster replica of this sculpture is on display at the Idaho State Capitol in Boise. This sculpture includes both a chiton and himation. Phyllis Williams Lehman identified the missing right hand and fingers of this Hellenistic sculpture. It is displayed over the Daru staircase in the Louvre. For 10 points, what headless and armless...
Venus de Milo.
No, minus 5. For 10 points, what headless and armless sculpture made of Paros marble was found on 1863 on the island of Samothrace? Time. Go ahead.
Hermes holding the infant.
No, it's Winged Victory. Toss up 11. This man trampled city elders on the thorns of the wilderness as punishment for denying his men food. His father, Yoash, renamed him Yerubal after this man destroyed the altar of Baal in Ephra. Though he gathered 32,000 men for battle, he defeated...
Gideon.
15.
Nice.
This thinker proclaimed that except God, no substance can be or be conceived. For 10 points each, name this Jewish philosopher who asserted that God and nature are one in his book, Ethics.
Spinoza.
Spinoza's identification of God and nature popularized this theological position, which equates reality with the divine.
Dualism.
Pantheism. Spinoza published a theologico-political book whose title starts with this Latin word. In homage, Ludwig Wittgenstein gave a 1922 book a title that begins with the same Latin word.
I can't remember what it's called.
Answer?
Vidi.
Tractatus. That's 10 on the bonus. Toss up 11. No, toss up 12. This quantity is created on each side of the cleaver of a triangle. The product of the apothem and this quantity for any regular convex polygon gives the polygon's area.
Parameter?
No, minus 5. This property is used 4 times in both Brahmagupta's formula and Heron's formula. For a triangle with sides A, B, and C, the quantity A plus B plus C all over 2 equals, for 10 points, what quantity equal to half a polygon's perimeter?
semi-perimeter?
Yes, that's 10. For 10 points each, answer the following about the artist Marc Chagall. This Chagall painting, which was inspired by elements of Eastern European folklore, features a green-faced man and a row of upside-down houses.
Eye in the Village?
Yes. Chagall painted a white version of this scene. A Salvador Dali painting of this scene depicts its central object as a hypercube.
The crucifixion.
Crucifixion of
yes.
Jesus?
Yes. Chagall also created one of these works with seven fingers. A painting of this type by Parmigianino was created using a convex mirror.
Self-portrait?
Yes, that's all 30 and the end of the first half. With a score of Glasgow A, 235, Plymouth, 100, we are continuing with toss-up 13. The name of this city appears three times in a grammatically correct puzzle sentence.
Buffalo?
Yes, that is 15. Pencil and paper ready. A small square has side lengths of x, while a large square has side lengths of x plus 1 for 10 points each. What is the difference between the perimeter of the larger square minus the perimeter of the smaller square?
Four.
Yes. In terms of x, what is the difference between the area of the larger square minus the area of the smaller square? You have 10 seconds.
2x plus 1.
Yes. What must be the value of x if the difference of if the difference in the areas of the two squares is 19?
9.
Answer?
9.
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 14. As part of the new thinking policy, this man's government sent a foreign affairs spokesman to appear on Good Morning America to announce the Sinatra Doctrine. After meeting this man, Margaret Thatcher told reporters, "We can do business together." He proposed the development plan Uskorinye, as well as political reforms called Perestroika and
Gorbachev.
Yes, that's 10. For 10 points each, answer the following about speeches by Winston Churchill. Upon becoming prime minister, Churchill proclaimed he had nothing to offer but blood, toil, and these two other materials.
Sweat and tears.
Yes. In a 1940 speech, Churchill proclaimed that the British world would fight on the beaches and in the hills and thus never perform this action.
Surrender.
Yes. After the Battle of Britain, Churchill used the phrase "the few" to describe the members of this military institution, founded in 1918 by Sir Hugh Trenchard.
This is like the Royal Air.
Royal
Air Force, I think.
Royal Air Force.
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 15. This vector quantity is nearly constant inside a device called a solenoid. Elements with unpaired electrons produce a small internal value for this quantity that reinforces external sources of this field.
Like magnetic field?
Yes, for 15.
Okay.
In this play, Doc Hardy is said to be a cheap old quack who only charges a dollar for 10 points each. Name this play whose characters include the morphine addict, Mary, and a sufferer of tuberculosis named Edmund.
Long Day's Journey Into Night.
Long Day's Journey Into Night centers on this family, which includes Mary and Edmund.
Tyrone.
Yes. This playwright won a posthumous Pulitzer Prize for Long Day's Journey Into Night. He also wrote The Iceman Cometh.
O'Neill.
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 16. Delvidek is the historic name for this country's autonomous region of Vojvodina, home to many ethnic Hungarians. On this country's northeast border, the hillside Golubac Fortress overlooks a gorge called the Iron Gates. This majority Orthodox country refuses to recognize the 2008 independence of its majority Muslim southern neighbor.
Serbia?
Yes, for 10. Yeah. For 10 points each, answer the following about Country House whodunit movies. Movie theaters were given one of three different endings for this 1985 film.
Clue.
It shares characters such as Professor Plum and Colonel Mustard with a board game of the same name.
Clue?
Yes, this man played the eccentric millionaire Lionel Twain in the 1976 spoof Murder by Death. His literary works include Breakfast at Tiffany's and In Cold Blood.
Capote?
Yes, Downton Abbey was originally planned as a spin-off of this 2001 Robert Altman film about servants and aristocrats at the Tidal Estate.
Tidal Estate?
Answer?
No answer.
Gosford Park, 20 on the bonus. Toss up 17. This politician proclaimed that grass will grow in the streets of every city if farms were destroyed. In response to this man's nomination for president, many so-called Bourbon Democrats left the party. This man is the only unsuccessful three-time Democratic nominee for president, having lost twice to William McKinley. For 10 points, name this...
William Jennings Bryan.
For 10. For 10 points each, answer the following about the political strategist Roger Stone. In 1980, Stone founded a lobbying firm alongside this man, who later served as Donald Trump's campaign manager. In 2019, this man was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison.
He's a lawyer. Is the Manafort?
Right?
Answer? Yes. Stone repeatedly spread a conspiracy theory about the death of this DNC staffer who was shot in 2016.
It's the one they thought that like Hillary Clinton was trying to kill him because he knew that she was...
Answer.
Nails. I don't know.
Seth Rich. Stone's career began during the 1972 re-election campaign of this man. In 2007, Stone got a back tattoo of this man's face.
Nixon.
Yeah. Nixon?
Yes, that's 20 on the bonus. Toss up 18. A sanctuary of this Roman deity contained a tree whose limbs were only allowed to be broken off by runaway slaves, who could then fight this goddess's chief priest, the Rex Nemerensis. This Roman goddess was often merged with Hecate and Luna to form a triple deity. Like Vesta and Minerva, this daughter of Latona was a virgin goddess. For 10 points, name this Roman huntress. Yes.
Diana?
Yes, 10. Edmund Ross crossed party lines to prevent this man's removal from office. For 10 points each, name this man who violated the Tenure of Office Act and subsequently became the first president to be impeached.
Andrew Johnson.
Yes. Johnson violated the Tenure of Office Act by dismissing this Secretary of War without the consent of the Senate.
Edward. No, something.
Edward.
Maybe.
Answer.
Smith.
Stanton. Johnson wanted to replace Stanton with this man. At the 1880 Republican National Convention, the stalwarts supported giving their party's nomination to this man.
Blaine.
Grant, 10 on the bonus. Toss-up, 19. This country has worked with its eastern neighbor to fight the Allied Democratic Forces rebel group, which primarily operates in its Kivu province. Businessman Martin Fayulu alleged fraud in this country's... Yes.
Democratic Republic of the Congo?
15. The Kinzua Dam was built on this river in 1965, artificially creating Pennsylvania's second largest lake. For 10 points each, name this river that merges with the Monongahela River at Point State Park in western Pennsylvania. What?
The Allegheny.
Yes. The Allegheny joins the Monongahela to form this river, which marks the northern border of Kentucky.
The Ohio.
Yes. Point State Park is in this major city in western Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
A former... What?
Pittsburgh.
All 30. Toss-up 20. This video game company began as Silicon and Synapse, the name under which it released The Lost Vikings. Deckard Cain provides exposition in one of this...
Blizzard.
15. Former prisoners in this opera praise freedom in the chorus O Welke Lust. For 10 points each, name this opera in which a woman disguises herself as a prison guard to rescue her husband, Florestan.
Turandot.
Fidelio, which is the only opera by this composer.
Beethoven.
Yes. This is the name of Florestan's wife. Beethoven wrote multiple versions of the overture named after this woman, one of which is often performed between the two scenes in Act Two.
Maria.
Leonora, that's 10 on the bonus. Toss-up 21. This battle was followed by the so-called runaway scrape, in which supporters of the losing side fled from the town of Gonzales. The victory or death letter, which...
Pueblo?
No, minus 5. The victory or death letter, which asked for reinforcements in this battle, was written by William Travis. Susanna Dickinson escaped a massacre during this battle, in which Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett... Yes.
Alamo.
10. This type of interaction is responsible for water's anomalously high boiling point. For 10 points each, name this intermolecular force that involves the lightest chemical element.
Hydrogen bonds.
In its pure form, this active component of vinegar exists as a dimer due to hydrogen bonding.
Acetic acid.
Yes. Solvents capable of hydrogen bonding deviate from this law, which says that the vapor pressure for the solvent equals its pure vapor pressure times the mole fraction.
Rolle's law.
Yes, that's all 30. Toss-up 22. The P-type channels for this ion are named for Purkinje cells, where this ion binds to calmodulin. This ion is generally required for exocytosis. It's released from the sarcoplasmic reticulum.
Calcium.
15. For 10 points each, name these ancient Greek historians. This man's only known work is The Histories, which focuses on Greece's wars
Herodotus.
With Persia. He also called Egypt the Gift of the Nile.
What is this? Herodotus.
Herodotus.
Yes. The text of Pericles' funeral oration may have been modified by this historian who wrote The History of the Peloponnesian War.
Thucydides.
Yes. This first century BC author, whose name literally means squinty, compiled a 17-volume Geographica concerning the history and topography of the ancient world.
Ptolemy.
Strabo, that's 20 on the bonus. Toss-up 23. This player was the last in Major League Baseball to wear the number 42 after its league-wide retirement.
Robinson.
No, minus 5. In this man's final season, 2013, he won the AL Comeback Player of the Year award and was given a chair made of broken bats. In September 2011, this man broke a relief pitching record held by Trevor Hoffman. For 10 points, name this New York Yankees closer who holds the all-time record for career saves.
Rivera.
Yes, 10. Cases of Conscience Concerning Evil Spirits and The Wonders of the Invisible World are books by a father and son who shared this last name. Yes. Both Increase and Cotton Mather commented on these events in New England. Yes. In 1676, Increase Mather wrote an account of this war between colonists and local tribes led by a Wampanoag chief.
This is...
King Phillips. Yes. That's all 30. Here's the last toss-up. This story's protagonist buys dog treats sold under the slogan, Puppies Bark for It. In this story, the recurring onomatopoeia, pocketa, 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 first evokes the pounding of cylinders after Lieutenant Berg obeys an order to go through. The idea of using a pen to fix a medical device occurs to this story's title character during a trip to Waterbury. For 10 points.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
That's 10. This song's third verse states, no refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. For 10 points each, name this patriotic song, whose third verse has been interpreted as deriding the colonial marines, a group of runaway slaves who joined the British Army in the War of 1812.
It's not Battle Hymn of the Republic, is it? Yankee Doodle.
The Star-Spangled Banner. A 2017 Deadspin article asserted that the Star-Spangled Banner gained its third verse after colonial marines routed troops commanded by this man who wrote the anthem's lyrics.
Francis Scott Key.
Francis Scott Key.
Yes. Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner while watching the British bombard this fort.
McHenry.
Yes. That is all 30 and the end of the game. Well,
the final score was Glasgow A, 540, Plymouth, 210.